What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. I'm not joined by the co-host, B. Okay, so this is what happened, y'all. So I'm gonna tell y'all right now. So we recorded an episode Wednesday, but I don't know what happened in the recording process because, you know, all the levels was popping up, all the audio sources was active, everything was good. But when I went back to edit the episode for this week, it was muted. They had no sound. Like, it was like 45 minutes of us when we was talking. It was a 45-minute episode. We had a couple discussions. We talked about, like, what's coming up on the podcast, things like that. But then when I went to edit it, it was muted. It was nothing on there. So, to fix that, I'm just going to, you know, do a solo. I don't normally do this. I think it's only one other episode that I was solo on. But, yeah, we're gonna try to see how it go. We're gonna go and do things. So, first things first. I know we haven't had an episode dropped in a month, but, you know, things happen, you know, between, B missed a couple of days because he had, like, you know, life stuff happen, understandable. I had to work, life stuff, you know, understandable. And we actually had episodes recorded. We had, like, two episodes recorded, they were going to drop in the past 2 weeks, but, I started recording on my laptop. Because I was in the process of redoing some things, so I started recording my laptop. With that, we had two episodes saved on the laptop. Jesse got the laptop, new, loved it. It was great. It went out, it crapped out on me. So I sent it off to get a service. They couldn't fix it, so they just did what's called like a junk out thing, and they just basically got rid of it. So I had to get a new one. I don't have any of those episodes anymore. We talked about the finals. We talked about Giannis. We talked about, you know, Westbrook and the Lakers and all that good stuff, but it's no longer with us. It's gone. So, with that being said, yeah, we haven't had an episode since, like, I think, what, the 9th of July? So, it's been a good month, yeah. This will be the first episode in a month. And then, we got a lot of new things coming on the podcast. I will say that because, when we did episode Wednesday, it was 2 weeks from today, so now it's, like, a week and 5 days, we will have our 2 year anniversary of We Just Be Talking. So it's crazy to say we already made 2 years on the podcast. I didn't think when I started doing it, I didn't think I was going to do it for that long. I didn't know how long I was going to do it because podcast is something I always wanted to get into. B mentioned it before when we worked together and we tried it out. And so far, we've been going strong for 2 years. Well, not as strong as we could be, but we've been here for 2 years for the most part. And I know, like, in the past, like, 6 months, things been pretty inconsistent. Let me just say right now, if B was here, he'll agree. 90% of the time, B got some wild stuff going on, and he just can't record. Understandable. And then the other 10% just be like me, I'm at work, or things like that. This week, I've been completely free, so I've been doing a lot of, like, working. But not working, like, as a, like, a actual retail job and nothing like that. Just, like, getting myself better, in a better space, because I wasn't in the best headspace for the past 2 months. I haven't been in the best headspace as far as mental health goes. I haven't been. Well, y'all know I had an episode before, like a couple, like last year, I think it was. Yeah, last year, had an episode about, you know, about the mental health and like my own mental health, and, like, things that I have going on and like things I experienced. I've had recent bouts with that again. That's been pretty bad. Not gonna lie, but I'm working on getting better. Looking for a new therapist because the therapist that I had that I was talking to, I felt like it wasn't really beneficial to me. I felt like it was just somebody that was just, it got to the point where it was just, I was sitting down, just having somebody that just, they just sat there. It wasn't really like they was like, well, you're fine. For a while, I said, you're fine. But it was like, I didn't feel fine. That makes sense. I didn't feel fine. Like, it was a nice lady, real cool person. But just, it wasn't even really her, my therapist or my counselor for the most part. It's also like it started having like a lot of changes going, cause like, yeah, it felt like I lacked like continuity with the people that I had there, cause it's like I was just getting tossed around to whoever was the next person up, basically. And I didn't like that. I didn't feel like that was really helping me out because it was just people just throwing me around. It was like, well, this is what you was on, so we was gonna keep you on there and this and that. I was taking medications and, you know, antidepressants and all things like that. And it's like I just felt like I was just getting thrown medicines to just fix everything. I felt like I wasn't really benefiting from anything and all that. So I stopped going. That was like right when the pandemic started. I stopped going. And I was fine for the most part. But I still have like these, I still have these moments or episodes where, you know, like I guess like I get real anxious, or like I just get to the moods where I just don't want to do anything. I don't feel like I have a purpose or anything like that. I still get into those like moments and moods and everything. I've even like I'm gonna be honest, y'all, I have attempted to just end it, just kill myself. I have, but you know, I'm blessed to have a great support system and people that actually do care about me. You know, I do feel like, you know, I do have, I just say all the time that I feel like nobody, like really, I don't have anybody really. I feel like that, but I do. It's just, it's weird. I can't really explain it, y'all. It's so crazy. Like, you really can't explain. Like, people are around, but I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm a burden or a problem to them. You know, I get told all the time, like, you're fine, you're not bothering me, you're not a problem to me. Like, you know, we're talking, blah, blah, blah. It's just that, that's just, I don't know, that's how my mind set up and wired. And I hate that it's like that. So I'm trying to get back to a point to where I'm not having those thoughts or these negative opinions on myself. Like I always say, like, it's like you're fighting like two people. Like you, it's like the gold and the trinket that everybody knows and loves. And you know, people say I'm a good person. You know, they say I'm creative. I can get a lot of things done. Like, you know, I give people the shirt off my back if I can. If I can, I give you the shirt off my back. Like, you know, things like that. And then it's like this other trinket that's and gold that's inside of me that's like super, super like negative. Like, you're not gonna be shit. You're worthless. You're not doing anything. All you're doing is causing problems. Everybody you talk to, you're just annoying them. And you're doing this and that, like all that kind of stuff. And I know it's not the case. Like I do have, like I have had some things with some. Like, I have had some falling outs with. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I have had some falling out with some friends in the past, and I and even then, like though, like that whole like the situation where I have my old friends. I don't even like view that as like. It's weird. I don't even I don't really have any like ill will, or I don't have any issue with any of them at all. It's just that whole situation occurred, and it was just a lot. And I don't know. I just stopped talking to. I just like cut it off. I was like, I don't know. Like I was in a weird spot where I felt like I couldn't trust anybody at all. I think that's like what set me back even more when that whole situation occurred. I'm not gonna get into details about that because I'm not trying to get myself upset or anything like that. But yeah, it's like all that, it's like stuff like that. It's just I don't know, and it's just like it wasn't. It's like it's not like I want people to understand. Like it's not like them. Like a lot of people that I'm friends with or that I have been friends with, I might not have talked to them as much in the past like couple years. But it's not like it's anything they did. It's more so like it's a me thing. Like. I think I'm bothering people. I think I'm doing this and that. Like, it's me. Like, it's somebody else inside of me that tells me that I'm doing all these things that are not right, not okay. I'm bothering people. I'm just bringing everybody else down. Like, I'm being a negative influence. Like, it's something inside of me that's telling me that. You know, I get told the opposite. It's like that's me. Like, it's I don't know. It's weird. It's like I said. It's like two goals, two trends, whatever you want to call it. It's two different people. That's like inside of me, and it's just like it's weird. Like it's like in my head, it's something else. That's why I don't try to like think too much about stuff because I start being in my head too much, and that like gets me into those moods. So I've been doing other things. Like if y'all follow my social media, y'all seen I kind of redid my whole set of things. So like we got a whole nother like space now. So I feel more like it feel more like a. I finally feel like I have like a office setup in a way. Like I finally feel like I have like a workspace. And I've never really had that. I usually just like piece things together and just did like whatever I could. But now I feel like I actually had like a entire workspace. Like I feel, but like whenever I'm doing like my streaming stuff or I'm doing the podcast, nobody will ever see any of the stuff that I have around me at all. But it's like I feel it, to me, it makes me feel better. It makes me feel like, you know, more professionalized, more like things like that. Like, you know, things like that. So we're working on all that. So those things have been getting better. What else? What else? What else? We got the podcast with some revamps coming soon. I'm not gonna tell y'all all the details and everything about what's going on with it, but we do got some big. I got some big things planned for it. It's coming out soon. Hopefully, the plan is before the second for the 2 year anniversary. I got everything lined up. We drop it. I've been working in the background trying to get a lot of things done. We also. We'll begin back having guests. Guests will be back on the podcast. I'm finally getting the episode set up with the Real Spell podcast. I know my dog Misa, it's her birthday this tomorrow, I think it is. I'm calling this today on Friday. This episode dropping today on Friday. Ooh, excuse me. This episode dropping today on Friday. And I want to say tomorrow is Jamisia's birthday, I think. I think it is. So if I'm correct, happy birthday, early birthday, if you listen to this episode with me. So that's what all my friends over at the Real Spill podcast, we're going to have them on. I just got to think of a time and place to set that up. I know with B's schedule, he might or might not be able to attend it. So we'll have to see. I haven't really gotten with him on that yet. So we'll have to see. It might just be me and them, or if we can, we'll bring, if B can make it, because I know B has, like, a ton of stuff he got going on right now, so if he has, like, time to get in there, then he can come in, but we're going to finally get this collab episode going. We got the big, huge episode coming with the, I'm going to bring on three other guests. One guest will be Ziggy the Beast. You know, he was on a couple episodes with us before. He's guest hosted and co-hosted with us, like, many times. His birthday was actually Wednesday. So, anybody listening, you know, find Ziggy the Beast on Instagram, Twitter, any of that, and wish my dog a happy belated birthday. You know, that's the homie. Love you, bro. We're going to have him on the episode with, I'm trying to find two other guests to bring on too, because it's going to be me, B, Zig for sure. That's the three solid that I have already. And I'm trying to bring in two more so where we can discuss them. Like, we're going to find, do like that top five. It's going to be a very interesting episode because it's going to be a lot of the arguing and debating already. Now we're going to do like a top five of each position of basketball. So like a top five all time of point guard, shooting guard, small forward, center, and power forward. We're going to do top five in each position. Like make like a super roster in a way of like the top five in each position. So we're going to see how that goes. That's going to be very interesting to see. Gonna be very, very interesting to see. I might even like expand it more to what, like, once we get to top five, we might like make like who will be the starters and who will come out the bench. Like who will be the starter, second unit, and then who will get cut, basically, like that. But we might do that too. That might be interesting to say. I want to see people's opinions on it. So I'm still trying to find two people that I can bring on for that episode because I wanna make sure that they like knowledgeable about basketball and they don't just know like the recent players like the LeBrons and the Kobe's and KD and Kyrie and Steph. Like I want to go back to like when we back into like the Isaiah Thomas Magic. You know, I personally don't know anybody myself that's watching play, but like the Bob Cousy's, the Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain, like those players, like people that could like compare those, like Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, like people like that. We trying to go like way back to where we can like come up with a list of like the top five of each position. So we're gonna see. It's gonna be very fun, very entertaining to see. So that's with the podcast. So all that's coming out in the next couple of months. We about to get away from doing like the all the sports stuff. I'm tired of doing just sports all the time, to be honest with y'all. Like it's taxing because like at the end of the day, like it's only so much. It's always something happening in the sports world, but it's like only so much I really want to talk about that with because it's like, I don't know. It's like I feel like we're giving a rehash of what's on Undisputed and First Take, and like First Things First and The Jump and things like that. We're giving like a rehash of those shows or that. I don't want the podcast to become that. You know, I feel like it has become that in a sense. I don't want it to be that. So, trying to get away from doing all just sports stuff. Like we'll talk about it from time to time, but I want to mainly focus on like the topics because I feel like the topics are what people really want to listen to. Because like the episodes where we had like set topics and discuss things like from start to finish. And like had like you know, a healthy dialogue or conversation about it. Like those are the episodes I feel like do better on the podcast. So we're gonna move away from doing like mostly sports. We're moving away from that. I'm getting a list of topics together now. B has to give a couple in that he wants to talk about too. We're gonna get to those. We're gonna bring in more guests. Like we've been saying this for a long time, but it's happening. Like it's going. I've been putting in the work. I've been contacting people. We're getting things together. We're about to start having like the podcast how I want it to be. Like the vision I have for it, it's gonna be like that. B is all on board for it because we've had a discussion about it, so it's gonna happen. It's just a matter of us like setting dates and holding on to the schedules like that. Like basically just committing to the schedules and actually setting up these days with these people. So it's gonna be real exciting. It's gonna be real, I'm real excited for it. What else? I think that's it with the podcast updates we got going on right now. That should be all as of now. But just know that hopefully for the 2 year, y'all, it's gonna be. I'm very excited for it. It's gonna be a big day. That probably be the start of our next season. I'm probably gonna close season 3 pretty soon. We're gonna start season 4 because I want to do like a whole refresh. I want to restart things. I want to go from there. So, enough about the podcast. We just talking and all that. We done with that. So, the topic that we discussed on the podcast last time was actually because it occurred. It occurred Wednesday. So I know about the whole sports thing. I know y'all say about it, but it made me think about this. It's not about sports. Sports was what made me think of this topic, but it's not the basis of it. So, for those who don't know, this show Undisputed with Skip and Shannon Sharp. It's a sports debate show, basically. And there's a woman, female moderator that always is on the show. They always have like the two male hosts and then they have the female moderator. So, their moderator name is Jenny Taft. And Skip Bayless made a statement. All my guys who watch sports, y'all know Skip Bayless. Everybody can't stand him. He's the biggest troll known to man. So basically, Skip made a comment about Dallas Cowboys' new head coach. Basically saying like how he's like out of shape and he basically fat shamed him on national television and saying like I wouldn't want him to be my coach if he looked like that. So Jenny Taft got offended by it and she like challenged Skip on and said like I don't think that's a fair point. And he was like, well, I do. It's my opinion. He said, well, it's my opinion. That's not a fair point like this and that. And then, like, Shannon Sharp was like, we're a team, guys. We're a team. And the Skip was like, no. No. Like that. And, like, kind of, like, trying to demean what Jenny was saying. Like, saying basically saying, like, you just a moderator. Like, stay in your place. Like, this and that. Like, she's not a part of a team. She's just there just to be a face. She don't really serve a purpose. Like, they don't need her. And that made me think about, like, the whole thing with ESPN with the Maria Taylor and Rachel Nichols things. Like, even though they're both women, still, like, Rachel Nichols, like, came at Maria Taylor, like, made some lewd comments by Maria Taylor saying, like, she doesn't deserve to do this, that, and the third, but it's always, like, an issue. Like, to me, I always say, the hardest things in the, like, the hardest thing in the world to me is being an African-American woman. That's why I feel it's one of the hardest things in the world, because you got two things going against you, because the world already, like, has this weird, like, hate slash superiority complex about females in general, and then on top of that being like African-American, that's like a double-edged sword. Like you have two things going against you. Like you got being black and you're a woman. Like that's like two things that's like problems and they still need to get fixed and have issues with. So yeah, it's like I feel like that's two things that like go against people. I like being a woman and being black. So it's like no matter how far ahead, we all want to push towards like equality. Me personally, I want to push towards equality as being the end goal. I don't want one race of people to be more superior than the other. At the end of the day, we all humans. We should all be treated the same. Nobody should be treated better or lesser than anybody else. I don't believe that I'll ever see that in my lifetime where everybody's on that accord. I feel like you can get there at some point down the line. But I don't feel like in my lifetime I'll see that, unfortunately. I really don't. I hate the whole thing about like how women are still viewed as lesser than their male counterparts. Because to be honest, like for instance, with the whole sports thing, with like the Jenny and Skip situation, I honestly feel like, yeah, Jenny has a point. Jenny is entitled to her opinion. She's a part of the show as well. She can say what she wants to say. Like if you are, it's because you're a female and you're not the big guy on the front page of the thing, on the front page of the show, don't mean you're not as knowledgeable. Like, to me, I believe that Jenny might be more knowledgeable about sports than Skip is. Like, just because he worked in the field longer, he's been a sports broadcaster for years, doesn't mean that he knows more about sports. That's not necessarily the truth. Like, just, like, years, like it's weird, because, like, this whole concept of, like, the longer somebody is tenured in something, the more knowledgeable they become. That's not always the case. For instance, like in retail stores, like I have people in retail stores that have worked at this company I work at longer than me. And there's many things that I know that they don't know. And they be like, how did you figure this out? What made you think of that? I forgot about that, blah, blah, blah. Like things like that. Like it's just like they never, like, you feel like I've been along with some people that's been a way more years than me. Like, it's just how it is. And I know a lot of the people feel that way too. Like, you get onto these jobs and you start doing the work, you start figuring things out, things come together. Then you're like, okay, I think I got this. And then you start bringing other stuff. And people are like, well, yeah, I've did this, this, and that. And they be like, who taught you that? How you learn? I'm like, I'll figure it out myself. And then they get kind of like that, like, they feel kind of threatened. Like, oh, you're trying to take my job from me. You're trying to outperform me. But in reality, a lot of people, like, that's true for a lot of cases. But some people really just want to do a good job. And that's it. Some people don't care about moving up or growing within a company. They just take it as a job. Like, you don't have to view everything as a career. Some things can just be a job to you. If you want to make a career like a retail, or your goal is to be like the owner of McDonald's, something like that, then by all means, go ahead and do it. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody has their own visions, their own end goals, their own career paths. Like, it all, as long as you got income that's reliable, steady income, and you can afford your daily means, then do it. That's why I like this whole concept of, like, people don't want to, like, get jobs because, like, these jobs don't care about you. Yeah, we know that the jobs don't care about you. We know that. Everybody knows that for the fact. People always think, like me, for instance, I'm viewed as a extremely hard worker. I have high work ethic. That's how I've always viewed it. No matter where I go, I'm always told those things. Like, I'm self-motivated. I have high work ethic and blah, 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 like all this kind of stuff. Like, I get all the praises. At my job, I just got, like, they give you, like, a little MVP thing and all that. Like, the last 3 months, I got the MVP shit for the job. What to do? Cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. But, I mean, it don't really, that's not helping. It don't come with a pay raise. It don't come with, you know, any benefits. I just get a certificate. Like, okay, cool. I'm not really, I appreciate the recognition, but it's like, that's not what motivates me to do my job. I'm just doing what I gotta do to make sure that I keep my job and I can keep my income and I can, it within my control, because at the end of the day, it's variables. You know, you got things you can control and you got things you can't control. I can control me doing my job the right way, doing it properly, efficiently, and effective. I can control that. That's something I can do. I can do that. I can't control that if I have outside factors, like, you know, we don't have the product in for me to do my job, or we had a shortage on the truck, or company decides to lay off and I get laid off just because I'm just a number in the system. I get laid off. That's something I can't control. But as long as it's things that I feel like I can do, as long as it's not something that as long as it's not on me, well, I'm the reason why I lost what I have or anything like that, and I'm in control of it, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. Like, I know at the end of the day, I'm just a number on a spreadsheet in Excel. If they want to cut me, they just erase my number off of it, deactivate it, boom, I'm out. That's it. Like, it's cool. But as long as it's something that I feel like, as long as it's something that I didn't do, like, I was late to work all the time, and I got fired because of that. Or I was clocking in when I wasn't supposed to clock in. I was taking lunches on the clock. Like, I was stealing time. I was stealing items from the store. Or I was, like, falsifying documentation. Like, if it's things like that I did, I can't get mad at that. You can't get mad at that. You can't get mad for things that you can't get mad at things that, like, you inflicted on yourself. You really can't. Like, I hate the concept of, like, they didn't care about this and that, but it's not always them. Sometimes it's you, too. Like, the grand scheme of things, you know, these jobs don't care about you. I want to keep emphasizing that. We know none of these jobs really care about you. They don't. All they care about is what you could do for it at the time. If you quit today or tomorrow, if you get fired today or tomorrow, they'll be having another interview in place in about a week. They'll bring somebody else in about another week later. So in 2 weeks, your spot going to be replaced just like that. It's easy. No matter where you are in the company, what you're doing, they're going to find your replacement quicker. They're going to find your replacement just as quick as they got rid of you at the end of the day. That's how it goes. So it's like, I don't know. I just feel like people just need to get the sense of, like, It's a conflict, though. It's a conflict of interest for me, because it's like, I feel where a lot of people come from about how, like, I have like my stuff going on. I have things I gotta do, and then, like, that affects my job, my work, and they look at me as like I'm unreliable or this and that. Like, I understand that, and I empathize with that. I completely understand, and I feel like that's wrong. I feel like for you to judge somebody based on outlying circumstances that they have to handle, that's wrong. But that's how jobs view it. Because prime example, I had a friend at work that told me about a situation happened where he was told he was unreliable or whatnot, because he had issues going on outside of his control where he caused him to miss work. But this was months ago, and it's still, like, being brought up against him. And it's like, I get where they're coming from as far as like being unreliable, but you can't hold that against somebody because how would it be if the shoe was on the other foot and they had situations like that going on, they'll put their personal life over a job. That's just how it is. So I don't feel like it's fair to hold somebody to a higher standard than you hold yourself to. That's how I feel. Like I feel like you shouldn't hold somebody to a higher standard than you hold yourself accountable and hold yourself to. Like it's not that's not right. But from that's from like talking, from like verbalizing, like having conversations, you know that. However, if you go into like another company and this and that, and they don't even contact you, nothing, they just look at you, they just call your manager, be like, okay, so send us their attendance, send us their attendance, all that kind of stuff. Send us this and that. I know a job probably would never do that. Jobs wouldn't really do all that. Like talking about, they just ask questions and everything. So if you were to go look at all that, you'll pull up a report, you'll see that this person missed like 20 of their last 25 shifts in a 90, 20 of their shifts in a 90-day period, something like that. From a viewpoint, just look at the numbers, you're like, oh no, I don't want nobody that's not gonna no, ever come to work. I'm good, like I'm passing on, I'm going to the next person. But by having that conversation and selling yourself, you'd be like, hey, I know I missed this amount of time at work, then I had this going on, I had this incident. I could show you the obituary about this person passing. I had a lot of things personally going on. A lot of jobs don't want to hear that, but I feel like, everybody has a story. So for you to be able to verbalize and like communicate that story, that can help out a lot. And people, it can help a lot and change people's viewpoint. Because I could look at, for instance, like same thing with like, see, I could relate everything to sports in a way. Same thing with sports. Like I could look at sports and I could look at a player that could shoot 40% from the 3-point line. They average 17 points a game a season. They numbers jump out. They average like two steals a game. The numbers jump out the page. I'm like, okay, cool. I could bring them into my team. They start playing for me. I'm like, okay, so you can score, but you can't rebound. You can't assist. Like you're not, you was benefiting from being on a bad team. Like your numbers are really kind of inflated. You can't really score like you were, because you're not as open as you were before. Like you're more on the spot. Like you're playing on a higher level team, so they're more locked in on like stopping all y'all. Like you can't really get the ball in your spots anymore. So like you're not as good on paper. You're not as good as a player in person as you were on paper. Same thing with teams. I could assemble a team with LeBron, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. I could even bring back old people like Kobe, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. I can bring all of them and assemble like the greatest team ever. It's not necessarily they're gonna mesh together. Egos can set up, things like that. Like on paper, they shouldn't lose a game. They should go 82-0. They should never lose a game. But something's gonna happen where it's like somebody has an off night. Two people have an off night. Somebody gets hurt, injuries, things like that. They don't mesh together on the court. They have no chemistry. Like things like that can play a factor. Like just because something's good on paper doesn't mean it can translate to real life. It's not always the case. Same way with jobs. Like just because on paper you can see somebody, you can look at somebody and say, okay, they were doing terrible, this and that. But through conversations and communication, you learn that, okay, so they did bad in this stretch, but they was doing fine for a longer stretch of time. So this would be an anomaly in a situation where they must have something going on. So you talk to me like, yeah, I had this, that, and the third, and like, okay, so that covers this period. And I see from that time you told me from now on you doing fine, and you have proof to back up like what your circumstances and situations were, and then from that point forward, you shouldn't judge people on their past but what they doing, but their present. I know some people just do things to just hold a spot for that time to try to like save themselves, but at the end of the day, we all just doing what we gotta do to get in the position where we need to be. That's pretty much how life works. You just do what you gotta do to get in the position you want to be in, and what your end goal is. If I had a tendon issue in the past and I corrected that shouldn't be holding against me now. That shouldn't be. I should be looked at as what I did to correct that. It was brought to my attention that I had a tendon issue, or I was underperforming in my job. And since we had that conversation, I improved. So why are you still judging me for things that happened months prior when I'm doing twice as good as I was before, and I've corrected that negative behavior? But you see, it's all politics about how things go. And it's the same way with women. Like the women in the workplace, like, they can do just as much as their male counterpart, or be more qualified, or do just as much as them, or even more, and still get looked down. Like I'm looking at all these women that's in the sports world now. Like I honestly wish they had more women on these sports talk shows. They had more like female athletes talking on, because I value their opinion a lot more than I value the males, because to me, a lot of times the females have a better understanding and grip on the concept of the sport that they're talking about and analyzing. They really do. Like, I remember on Inside the NBA with Candace Parker and Shaq. Shaq was saying, like, nobody in the NBA switches on the pick and roll. And, like, nobody plays the pick and roll anymore. They just switch. Everybody just switches. Nobody plays defense anymore. And Candace Parker broke down why that's the case. And Shaq was like, I got five rings. Like, he kind of did the whole thing. I'm saying, like, about males have this superiority complex. And I don't feel like that's right towards the female counterpart, because it's just, it shouldn't be looked away. Like, your intelligence should not be defined by your gender or your recognition in the workplace should not be defined by the gender that you have. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't. Your role and what you play should not be defined by gender. Like, everybody want to use gender roles when it's convenient for them. It's at the end of the day, that's all it is. And nowadays, gender roles are just for the convenience of others. One minute you want to be independent and saying you don't need this and that, and then the next minute you're saying, like, I don't want to be with nobody that's not going to do this, that, and the third. Like, you can't have it both ways. You got to pick a side. Pick a struggle. Pick one. Like, you can't have it both ways. So, yeah, it's just things like that just bothers me, because I feel like women should be treated more fairly, because women are amazing. We do need them in the world. Like, imagine the world was just straight dudes. That would not be fun. It's like a balance. It's a checks and balance system, but it shouldn't be like tilted more to one side than the other. So I just want it for one day, like, everybody just to be like fair wages. You don't get judged off of how you look or what you wear or how your hairstyle or whether you're a male or a female. Like, what do you bring to the table determines like what your worth is, not just what you are, like your gender, your race, creed, all that. Like, it's just what can you now to bring to the table, and what are you doing presently, not based on what you did in the past. What are you doing now that, you know, justifies where you should be at in your life and where you're at in wages and everything like that. But that's I don't know, that's just my thoughts on that. But that's what we talked about on the episode before, though, that got deleted and everything. So with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and end this one now. Again, make sure y'all like, subscribe, review, anything y'all can to show support to the podcast. You know, repost this, share it with a friend, share it with another friend. Y'all do all that. But I'm gonna bring this one to a close. I love each and every one of y'all. Appreciate the support as always. If y'all have any ideas for any topics, just hit me up on my socials. They're linked in the bio. And I will see y'all all next time. Peace.